You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Thunder, baby, bringing it to you on Wednesdays, 6 to 7 p.m., ESPN 97.7 FM. We have a jam-packed show for you tonight. Welcome back, Mr. Tabor. Welcome back working with me anyway. Missed you last week. I was going to wish you a happy Vince McMahon birthday last week, but you weren't here. But you are today. So how old is McMahon? Do you know? Maybe not. So we have a jam-packed show, as we said. We got Coach Mickey McCarty coming up here in just a few minutes. Coach Mickey McCarty of defending state champion Neville Tigers. Coach Brett Raley from Delhi Charter. Coach Stephen Fitzhugh, hopefully, will get him. He's going to be driving, so we may miss him. But Coach Stephen Fitzhugh of Wichita Christian and Coach Tyler Albritton of Northeast Baptist School. So four of our area coaches on the program tonight. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you. Thanks for joining me on a Wednesday evening here in the Coldwell Banker Group 1 Realty Studios. Mr. Tabor running the show from back in the studio. So hopefully in just a second we're going to have Coach McCarty on. Spoke with him earlier today, and he's going to give us a few minutes of his time and talk about opening the season at Ruston. Neville Tigers opening the season at the Ruston Bearcats. It football season starts this weekend officially with the games. I know we had the Jamborees last weekend, but we have the actual games starting this weekend. But it's still summertime. It is just hot. I'm looking forward to some fall weather for the games, and I know these players are too, because it's really, really going to be muggy out there. Like I said, the Neville Tigers, defending 4A state champs, open the season at Ruston. Delhi Charter, they open the season at Caldwell Parish. I know that Coach Fitzhugh and the OCS Eagles will open the season at Block. I know my old college roommate played tennis at Block High School. And then the defending state champions in eight-man football, the Northeast Baptist School Knights, they will open the season tomorrow night, actually. They don't wait till Friday. They can't wait. So they're going to actually open the season against Harvest Time Christian Academy out of Abbeville. So big games for all of our area schools, and we're hoping to get all of these in tonight. And we won't keep any of them very long so that we can get to all of them. But we do want to welcome a new broadcast partner to the program, Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. Glad to have them as our partner for title partner for the show. You can go to cypressbendproperties.com to see what they have available. They have apartments and townhouses. That's cypressbendproperties.com. As always, we are presented by DBAT of Monroe, dbatmonroe.com. DBAT for all your baseball and softball training needs. You'll see Jamie Johnson and the guys over at DBAT. Car King, you can join us on the Car King hotline and our text line, 888-993-7762. We're going to have I've already heard from several people. We're going to have some students, probably some players, some assistant coaches on most Wednesday nights. I've had several people reach out to me, still finalizing some things. But if you have a student, does not have to be a player, but it has to be someone who can have a conversation each week with the coach. We want to have correspondents for Talking Sports on Wednesdays previewing the coming games. Several coaches that I've spoken with, some are going to set me up with a player. Some are going to set me up with assistant coaches each week. And I do have a few just non-player students who are going to get involved with the program. So this is going to build some momentum going forward, and we'll have opportunity for several people associated with programs in our area to be on the air and talk about their team. I know Fox was talking about the Saints and all the signings they've had and the injuries, and I don't know. I know that I heard talk today, earlier today, I guess it was with Russillo, Ryan Russillo on Russillo and Cannell, talking about the Vikings and the injury to their quarterback. And y'all know I'm getting old, so names always escape me as soon as I get ready to say them. But, you know, their quarterback went down. He's gone for the year. Non-contact injury. Both of the McCown brothers were mentioned as possibilities, depending on what Minnesota's wanting to do. Sean Hill is going to be their quarterback right now, but do they want to go with Sean Hill? You know, 14 years in the league, he, you know, started a little while for San Francisco, I remember. But do they want, you know, depends on what they're willing to give up, how needy they feel they are with Teddy Bridgewater going down. Do they reach out? Do they get Luke McCown? Do they try to get Luke away from the Saints? We'll have to see. Want to thank Jeremy Hilton, Shield of Shelter Insurance in West Monroe. Thank for his partnership. Thankful for it. As we said, big start to the weekend. College football, high school football. Guess what? It's football. And I just, Tabor, I don't know about you, but I have not been able to get into a single preseason game. Usually I'm at least watching them because it's football, but I have not been able to sit in front of one and watch more than 5 or 10 minutes. I'm not sure about you. But the Saints, I couldn't even tell you anything about them right now. I know that they're having trouble protecting the quarterback. I know that they're having trouble winning. But like I said, it's the preseason. But we'll just have to see what happens. We'll go ahead and go to the Car King Hotline and welcome Coach Mickey McCarty of the defending state champion Neville Tigers to the program. Welcome, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Byron. Good to be with you.
I know you got a lot going on. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. You opened the season Friday night at Ruston, a very familiar foe. Neville, Ruston's been a big game for years. So what can you tell me first? I know you lost a lot coming off your state championship. You know, we lost, you lost your big man in the middle on defense. What are we looking for, tomorrow night? I'm sorry,
well,
Friday
you know,
night.
Our expectations are high again. You know, we return, some quality athletes off of last year's, team, and a lot of guys that have played a lot of, you know, football on back-to-back state championship teams. So, you know, heck, our expectations should be high. We've got some inexperience at some places, like most high school teams do. Some players have to step up, but it's their turn, and they've worked hard to do that. And I'm excited for them to have an opportunity. But we look for our team to be very competitive. You know, coming out of Jamboree last week against a good West Monroe team, I saw a lot of fight in our players, and you know, I thought it was a great competitive game against two good teams, and And I think we'll see that this week. Ruston is really loaded up on defense, really hard-nosed, stingy defense. Offensively, they're doing a lot of different things there. I think they're got good people doing it. So they have a lot to defend defensively. And then kicking game, of course. It's a big game for that. First time we play a four-quarter ball game when the special teams get a lot of reps. And conditioning is a big thing first week of the season. But should be another great contest. As you mentioned, the Ruston Medal rivalry goes back a long, long way and all the way back to 1931. And it's a very close rivalry through the years, and this game will be no different.
I talked about losing Mr. Lawrence. Big Stein, I knew him way back. And I'm going to tell you, Big Stein, big as an understatement. The man's hands are just tremendous, and he's definitely passed those genes along. But how much do you hear from some of those older guys like Big Stein and his little brother Oliver Lawrence? Any of those guys, especially with not necessarily just because of the recent success, but how much do those guys contact you, come to games, have input?
Well, Rashard's dad and I worked together for some time years ago and been knowing him a long time. I played against Oliver growing up. You know, Oliver lives now out of the state but has visited Neville a few times through the years since I've been the head coach. I still see Rashard's dad. I didn't hear from him. In fact, heard from him this morning, sent me a message about Rashard being one of the students of the month down at LSU in their athletic department. And great to hear that. Obviously, he's handling his business well down at LSU, and we expected that out of him, being the leader that he is. And we'll expect him to get some playing time this Saturday as they travel up to Lambeau Field. And as you mentioned, those Lawrence guys, there's some good genes in there, man. And Rashard was certainly a fine one. And we'll miss him in the middle of our defensive line. But like I said, it's time for some other guys to step up now. And we think that we've got some kids in there in the defensive front. And as they get better, and they've got a long way to go to be a great unit, but I think that we've got some guys that are going to work extremely hard to help shore up the interior of that defensive line for us.
Okay, and last question, because I know we're in a time crunch. You mentioned it, had the jamboree. I heard all weekend about West Monroe Neville and how it was and how great it was, but now you're going, like you said, to your first four-quarter game of the season. What's the biggest transition? What's the biggest issue? Is it going to be the conditioning, and how do you guys prepare for that?
Yeah, I think condition is big. Of course, high school football, now are all the programs in our area. Football is such a big part of the fabric of the schools around here in North Louisiana. And a lot of time and effort put in through conditioning through the summertime. And not just summer, but it's year-round now. But, heading into football season, you hope that your team is conditioned and ready to go. But playing, game time and getting in game shape is a big thing. And you only do that through playing a few games. So it certainly is a factor going into week one. It's hot, obviously, here in August and September, Louisiana. We know that already. We preach a lot about staying hydrated. But, the guys are going to be excited to play. So conditioning will be a big factor in the game. But I think we'll be ready to go in that respect. But at the same time, when you really get in the game, you get excited, feeling gets going, burn a lot of energy and hurry. So we got to do a good job in the next couple of days getting ready for that. But I think that'll be a big factor in the game. Another thing about week one, you don't have a lot of film on your opponent. So week one, there's a lot of adjustments that go on the sidelines between the coaches and the players and things. And it'll be that way this week against Ruston. But they're very well coached and should be a great matchup. Looking forward to it. I've always been honored to be a part of this rivalry as a coach. And taking our team over there to Ruston and getting into this matchup.
All right. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a great crowd. First game of the high school season for both teams. It's going to be hot, but the crowd will be out, and it's going to be electric over there in Ruston, I can assure you. Coach, thanks again so much for taking a few minutes with us.
No problem, man. Look forward to talking to y'all later on.
All right. Have a good weekend. All right, Coach Mickey McCarty, defending 4A state champions, the Neville Tigers, at Ruston, Friday night, 7 p.m., under the lights in James Stadium. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, Coach Brett Raley, Delhi Charter. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
North Louisiana, the Landing Boatyard and Tavern in West Monroe is proud to announce our end of summer bass fishing tournament series. You can wrap up the summer winning some cold hard cash and other prizes starting Monday, August 22nd, running every Monday through September 26th. Our tournament series offers weekly cash prizes and a grand prize for the series winner. Entry fee $20 per person with an optional big bass pot, 90% payout to the winners every week. You can launch from the ramp right next door to the landing at 6130 Whites Ferry Road in West Monroe. Hooks go in the water by 6 p.m. and weigh-in is on our patio 5 minutes after dusk. And there's a three-fish limit. All local laws and restrictions do apply. For registration information, call the landing at 396-0903. It's the end of summer bass fishing tournament series only at the Landing Boatyard and Tavern in West Monroe. Come do some fishing and win great prizes only at your favorite bar on the bayou, the Landing Boatyard and Tavern.
Taterbug Sporting Goods is a unique sporting goods store that carries hunting and fishing supplies, and you will find so much more like antiques and crafts, home decor, So Sweet Stitches. Taterbug Sporting Goods is a huck dealer and carries Armstrong bait and tackle, turkey calls, camo and ammo, K2 coolers, and so much more. Taterbug's open 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. at 208 East Street in Farmerville, Louisiana, in the old Ivan Smith building. Take the short drive to Farmerville, Louisiana, and you will see for yourself why we say you can go fishing, hunting, and junking at the same time.
All aboard!
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. I'm B, Byron Avery, your host. Joined on the Car King Hotline by Delhi Charter coach Brett Raley. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Friday night, you're playing Caldwell Parish, not an unfamiliar foe. What are we looking for on the first night? I know you've been through some hot practices. The heat is always, you know, it's oppressive. But I tell you what, if you're doing it right, you guys can get in shape in this kind of heat, and if they can play in it, then the rest of the season. We won't say it gets easier, but it's not as hard to deal with the weather. So how are you guys looking for your game against Caldwell?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we had a great summer conditioning program, and, you know, the kids are, you know, it's still a battle as far as getting them into shape because of the heat. You're exactly right there. But, you know, everybody's got to face the same elements. So, you know, we're out in it every day, and we're battling, and, you know, we're pushing the kids. And, you know, it showed Friday night in our jamboree, actually. We were down after the first, I guess, quarter, half, whatever you want to call a jamboree, 14-8. And then we come out in the second part of it and really caught second wind. I mean, we ended up scoring 24 points in the second quarter and shut them out. So, you know, that shows we're doing something right as far as our conditioning program goes. You know, as far as Friday night, it's going to be a little different. It's going to be four quarters instead of two. So, you know, we've been working this week to try to get some more guys ready and try to create some more depth. That's our biggest problem this year. We've got a number of guys, especially our offensive defensive linemen, is having to go both ways. So we're trying to create some depth this week to get ready for Caldwell. But, you know, being a 3A school, they're going to have a few more numbers than we do. You know, that's a big concern of us. And we're just trying to get our guys ready for four quarters.
Well, you know, and there's some talk about that at some other area schools, playing more people both ways. You know, obviously, you always want to have your best athletes on the field. How do you feel about that? I mean, you know, you're talking about needing to do that. We do have the weather in Louisiana, you know, the heat this time of year. What are your thoughts on having some of your best guys both ways? Is that detrimental, do you think, or could it be a positive?
I think it's a positive. You know, I mean, what we got to do as coaches is to try to figure out, you know, with the younger guys or with the guys that's less experienced, where we can piece them in. You know, if
say you can go two series with your ones, and maybe that second group can come in and play one series on defense or get you, you know, a couple first downs on offense, and then you can get your other guys back in there and keep them somewhat fresh. I mean, they're not going to be totally fresh, but, you know, that little bit of extra rest they get on the sideline, they get a little extra shot of water, you know, it's beneficial. But that's one thing that, you know, we're trying to do is to get our best athletes on the field. But in a second sense, we're trying to get those guys a little bit of rest when we can. You know, I think that's going to make us more beneficial. And probably everybody else in 1A thinks the same way, because everybody in 1A, you know, numbers are not as good as they are in 5A. You know, 5A, I went and watched the Bayou Jam Saturday, and when offense came off the field, a whole new group of kids went out on defense. We don't have that luxury. So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from there.
Well, so we're taking a team in Delhi Charter that made the playoffs last year, and you're talking about depth. What are your expectations? I mean, I know, you know, as a coach and as a player, if you're not expecting to win when you step on the field, there's no point in being there. But what are you looking for? We always want improvement, but help me set up your season and what you've given the guys as some of the expectations.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, we wouldn't be in this business if we didn't want to go out and win every Friday night, and that's our goal, regardless of who we play in or who our opponent is. One thing we try to install in them is to play hard every play. You're not going to get that, but if you can convince those guys, and what I try to tell them, a football player's average about 4 or 5 seconds. And if you go hard for 4 or 5 seconds, then we're going to be successful. And you break it down to them simple like that, you know, they understand it a little bit better. You know, that's what we're looking at Friday night. Caldwell looked good on film against Jonesboro Hodge. You know, they got some big guys up front. Quarterback's back. He actually got hurt against us last year. And they were moving the ball pretty well. So we're concerned about that. You know, we've been working on some of the things that they did well defensively. Offensively, we're kind of putting in a new scheme. So it's still new to the kids. But, you know, they're picking up on it real fast, and, you know, that's exciting to me. Like I said earlier, with the ability to get our best athletes on the field, we kind of switched to a flex ball because we've got 4 or 5 guys that we want to get the ball to. And last year in the high, we weren't able to do that. We didn't have them on the field all the time at the same time. So we think that's going to benefit us, being able to spread the ball around a little bit. I think that's going to hopefully give us some success Friday night.
Well, that definitely sounds like a positive. If you've got 4 or 5 guys that you want to get the ball to, then that's something the other team has to prepare for. Anytime that you're just lining up in the eye and handing it off mostly, which, you know, a lot of high schools, like you said, don't have the luxury of having a bunch of guys. They're, you know, everybody knows, hey, so number 24 or whoever's running the ball, it's who we've got to stop. But if you've got 4 or 5 guys, even though you lack some depth, you must feel like you got a shot going into every Friday night.
Oh, yeah, you know, because the defensive coordinator, like you said, he's going to look in and say, okay, guys, we got to stop this guy. When we stop this guy, we're going to beat him. But I feel like, you know, going in to prepare for us, they can't really do that. They're going to say, okay, you know, this certain guy, he's good at doing this, and the quarterback, he's good at doing this, and the fullback, you know, they got 2 fullbacks going in and out. We got to be able to adjust to that. So, you know, as a former defensive coordinator, that used to give me fits. You know, I like playing a team that had one guy primarily that you tried to stop, but you had a guy that had a number of weapons. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, Mangum has had great success in the last 3 or 4 years because of that. I mean, they had 3 or 4 guys that, could take it the distance at any time, and you could, as a defensive coordinator, that was tough to try to defend. So, yeah, we think it's going to give us an advantage.
All right, well, in the heat, Friday night, playing Caldwell Parish High School, you're kicking your season off, crowd's going to be there. What's your biggest concern about your own team?
My biggest concern is going to be able to, can we establish drives? I mean, we did that a few times the other night, and then we had some breakdowns. So, you know, that's the biggest concern. Our philosophy is we want to establish some 10, 11 play drives, keep the defense out there, wear them down, get off the field, three and out, and continue that. I mean, that's kind of been my philosophy since I've been coaching. So that's my biggest concern. Can we establish some drives? And we actually worked on that at practice this week. I put them in certain situations where they had to get a number of first downs before they could get off the field. You know, and if we messed up, we'd start it all the way back over. And I made them do it exactly the way that we hoped to do it Friday night to establish to them that, hey, this is how it's going to be. So I think that's our biggest concern. We establish some drives, get some three and outs, and get off the field defensively. We're going to be okay.
All right. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us tonight. You know, you're stepping up. You know, you're a 1A playing a 3A, like you said, so you're not starting out a season with a cupcake. It's definitely going to be a learning experience for your guys, and hopefully that will benefit them the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. You know, we try to play up in the schedule. We play Caldwell, then we turn around and play Gina, who finished 11-0 last year. And in week three, right before district, we play Mangum, who's been to the Superdome 3 years in a row. So, yeah, it's no easy task our first three games before we get into district. But what we're trying to do is prepare them for district play and in the playoffs.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck to you Friday night, and we'll be talking to you later in the season.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. Coach Brett Raley, Delhi Charter Gators taking on Caldwell Parish Friday night. We're going to take another break. When we come back, Coach Stephen Fitzhugh, hopefully, from the OCS Eagles. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
If you want a big lift for your ATV, Trax Motorsports has it. The new Highlifter Gear Lift is a gear reduction and lift kit all-in-one that turns your ATV into a hardcore mud machine. Check it out at Trax Motorsports on Cypress Street in West Monroe.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard, aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We're going to be joined right now by Coach Stephen Fitzhugh of the Ouachita Christian Eagles. Coach, welcome to the show. Hello. Okay. Nothing there yet. But
I think we lost him, baby. Let me get back on.
Okay. All right. So, Coach Stephen Fitzhugh coming up for the OCS Eagles. We having some technical difficulty here, a little drop call. But at the end of the show, I'm going to talk a little bit about Colin Kaepernick. May not be what you think, but it's just real interesting how so many people are reacting to it, different reactions. I'll give you my take on it. So, But we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk some eight-man football coming up with Tyler Albritton of the Northeast Baptist School Knights. Once we get everything settled here, and then we're going to talk to our old friend Zach Green over at Car King on the Car King hotline to find out what's hot on the lot over there. Hot describes our weather. I was out at lunch today and couldn't wait to get back in the air conditioning. I know I'm getting old, but good grief, man. I don't remember it being this hot when I was a kid. Maybe I just didn't care, but I don't think it was. You know, talking about practicing in the summertime, when I was a kid, we, you know, they fed us salt tablets and wouldn't give us any water. And if we did, we just drank water out of a hose. They hooked a hose up to this pipe, and the pipe had holes in it, and everybody just went up and found a hole and drank some water. And we were just, according to Coach Big Dan, we were just a bunch of pissants out there running around, not deserving of any breaks or water or anything. So load them up on salt. Don't hydrate them. Let's see what happens. I don't think we could get away with that today, but I survived that, and sometimes I feel I'm better for it. So it sounds like we've got Coach Fitzhugh back on the Car King hotline. Coach, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for taking some time. I know you guys are on your way to church and everything, but give me a little bit of a preview. You guys are a perennial power, always looking to make it to the dome. You open your season Friday night at Block. You know, when I was a kid, all I remember is Block playing waterproof. That's all I remember about Block. I had my college roommate and one of my best friends played tennis for Block. So that's, you know, Block playing waterproof and my old roommate playing tennis for Block. That's about all I know.
I tell you, you won't drive past Block. I mean, if you go to Jonesville, I mean, there's no driving past it, that's for sure. It's going to be a good probably a couple-hour trip over there. But, you know, Block, you know, I guess this will be our fourth year in a row to play them. Coach Vault had been there for several years and developed a pretty good 1A powerhouse where they always flirted with the quarterfinals, but they, even though Coach Vault has been gone for 2 years now, they still have the same type of football team. They're going to have big old linemen that get foot to foot, and they just try to smash you. I mean, they are huge up front, offense and defensive line. And then skill position, they got guys that can fly the football. And so, you know, one thing that I think we have a one-week advantage on them in the sense that they did not scrimmage. They jamboreed there. They was their first action against another team. And so I'm hoping that one extra week against live competition will be something that benefits us. We've had a good week of practice. You know, I feel like it's been our best week of practice so far. So hopefully those things will help us out.
Well, I know that you guys, you know, I've been talking to a couple other coaches tonight. You know, the weather that you guys have been practicing in, we've had some rain, but it's August in Louisiana, so the heat's there. Sometimes that gives you an advantage. Maybe it gives you an advantage a little bit later in the season. But this is the first four-quarter game that you're going to have. And as you're saying, it's against bigger competition. But you've got some skill players returning. You got some players on defense. And you are a team that does play some of your players both ways. How do you feel your guys are conditioned right now?
Well, you know, I feel like that is one area that we have an advantage also is our conditioning. We work hard on that throughout the summer. And, you know, our guys, we do have a few that go both ways. You know, one thing I think we're probably going to be able to start 19 different guys, 19 or 20 different guys this Friday night. So that's going to be an advantage for us too, because Block probably has about at least five players right now going both ways. And so, you know, we run a no-huddle, fast-tempo offense, and so I'm hoping that, again, our conditioning and the fact that we, you know, attacking this first game with so many different starters, that will play into our hands as well. But, again, our guys are in fairly good shape, and that's something that we like to challenge, that when it is hotter, I feel like that works to our advantage.
You know, jokingly, I said a couple of weeks ago on this show that I hope you still have a job when you run out of kids to play football. But you have a son that's your starting quarterback, and he's done a heck of a job. I know as a dad that you're proud, but as a coach, what have you seen in his development?
Well, you know, yes, I am proud as a dad, and as a coach, you know, he has all the qualities that you want in the quarterback, you know, on and off the field. You know, he makes sacrifices and looks out for others. I mean, it's never about him. It's always about the team and again, making other players better. And, you know, his words are positive and encouraging, and he just builds those around him. And you know, the other thing you want to see in a quarterback is just a fierce competitor. He's one that has started since his freshman year. He started on defense. And, you know, it doesn't matter what he's playing. He likes to win. And, again, just that competitive fire, you like to have that in a quarterback. You always got a chance to win any game when you have somebody with that attitude.
You know, and I know that when someone, you know, a reporter gets up and asks you about your opponent, you're not going to get up there and say, you know, well, we should have an easy time with this team, you know, whatever. It's always, you know, there's always coach speak. But I understand, and I think most people do, everybody's just looking for something to be said by a coach, but the only reason to play is to win. So we know you're going out there to win the game. What is it you try to instill in your team and your players that makes them want the same thing?
Well, you know, winning is a product of doing things right. You know, we're not going to sit there and emphasize winning. We're going to emphasize doing the right thing. And when you develop discipline on a daily habit, and you develop work ethic and toughness, and you know, the big thing that we preach right now that we're trying to work on is our execution. You know, 11 guys on one side of the ball working as one heartbeat. That we've got to execute and do things right. You know, if you do things right, and you're disciplined to play hard, you're tough, the scoreboard is going to take care of itself. You know, the times that you come up short in the ball game are when you don't do things right. You know, turnovers cost you, missed blocks cost you, a blown coverage in the secondary, you know, mistakes, that mental mistakes. And so, again, first thing is, you know, our guys have to know their assignments. And then the second thing, you know, if playing with all your heart, you got to be able to execute those assignments correctly in order to, you know, be the best that you can be. And if you do that, I say the winning the scoreboard is going to take care of itself.
Right. Well, you know, that sounds, and again, people, you know, have said in the past, and I'm sure you've said it, being a teammate is a lot like, in playing sports, is a lot like life. Like you said, if you do the things right, winning takes care of itself. In life, at work, if you do the right thing, you know, if you're a manager, you know, quarterback, if you worry about taking care of everybody else, well, you're automatically taken care of. If you focus on yourself, your people don't like you, then they resent you, and all of a sudden they're not supporting you. Same with a quarterback. If you focus, and the quarterback is always looked at as the leader of a team. You know, whether they are or not, that's where people usually look first. So like a good manager, if the quarterback is taking care and focused on making sure everybody else is okay, he's taken care of.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, and I think you see that in all the great quarterbacks that you ever have been around, that's a quality that they take the blame upon themselves.
All right, well, Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes with us tonight. Like I said, I know you're en route, so I appreciate you agreeing to be on the show. We'll get with you. You know, you and I have talked about getting somebody to maybe talk about OCS each week. We'll get back together on that. But good luck to you Friday night at Block, and go get them.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right. Coach Stephen Fitzhugh of the OCS Eagles. Here on Talking Sports 97.7 FM, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Tyler Albritton, NBS Knights, ESPN 97.7 FM.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
TP Outdoors has great news for area hunters. The Second Amendment tax holiday is back and better than ever. Pay 0% sales tax September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We have everything you need at 0% sales tax and also the best prices and service around. Be sure to stock up on Estate 12-gauge 1-ounce dove loads $4.99 or 1 1/8 ounce for $5.99. Check out the great deals on Primo's The Club Blind, just $109.97. Lay away now and pick up on the tax-free weekend with 0% sales tax only at TP Outdoors.
I'm Chef Alon Shia, and I love being a tourist right here in Louisiana. It's easy to do thanks to LouisianaTravel.com. Whether it's a day trip outside of town to try a new restaurant or a three-day outdoor adventure with the family, LouisianaTravel.com has all the trip ideas and planning tools you'll need. So log on, explore our great state, and pick your passion in Louisiana. Visit LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism and this station.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. This segment brought to you by Greg Phillips State Farm Insurance of Ruston. Like a good neighbor, Greg Phillips is there. Busy night so far, talking with football coaches. Doesn't stop now as we go to some eight-man football. And Northeast Baptist School head coach Tyler Albritton. Tyler, welcome.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. So eight-man football, not a lot of people get to see it. I remember when NBS was six-man football, and you played for them at that point. And I believe you guys are coming off a state championship year, correct?
We made it to the semifinals last year, but the two previous years we won state. So
okay, I apologize.
We've gone deep the past. You're fine. We've gone deep the past 3 years. So
all right. So
looking to continue that.
Give us a brief synopsis for those who don't know the difference. Eight-man football compared to what West Monroe and Neville and all the other schools around here play.
All right, well, we play on the same size field, but some schools play on a field a little bit smaller. Really the only difference, all the rules are the same. Six-man football has different rules, but eight-man football is the same as 11. We only have to have five guys on the line instead of seven. A lot of teams in our league like to run the ball a lot, but we spread it out and try to throw because it's on the same size field with less players gives us more space. So the more space we can get in and work in, puts us in a good position to make big plays. So the rules are really the same other than the – and there's no number rule. So we can have a lineman number two, number 90. There's no number rule, and guys on the line is a little bit different.
All right, so can your lineman go out for a pass?
They cannot.
Okay, so that
it's
rule,
still the same
like
with,
you said. Okay.
It's the same as 11-man where the two furthest outside can go out for a pass that are on the line. But nobody else. So in six-man football, anybody can go out for a pass. But in eight-man, it's the same as 11-man.
All right, so having played six-man and now coaching eight-man, which do you prefer?
I like eight-man better just because it's more people can relate to it because it's like 11-man, which most people play. Six-man has totally different rules, so people get really confused and don't know what's going on half the time. So it's okay. Fun to be able to play a game that other people can understand.
Okay. So tomorrow night, your game is tomorrow night, Thursday night. You're playing Harvest Time Christian out of Abbeville. Now, are you guys traveling or are they coming here?
We're traveling.
Okay. Now, you be sure to go out and eat while you're down there because that's the motherland. That's Acadiana. So you go out and get you some good food. That's some. Try to find you somebody who can give you some home cooking down there.
All right.
So what do you know about those guys? What are we? What are you looking for tomorrow night?
Well, last year we played them, they scored on us the first play, and then we kind of got in gear and think we ended up beating them 56-14. So tomorrow night we're just planning on not starting sloppy. Last year I think we recovered 3 or 4 onside kicks in the first half, which put us in a real good position to go up and take control of the game. So looking to do the same sort of thing this year.
All right, and so how are your guys? You know, conditioning's fine. Tell me about your quarterback. Tell me about your skill players and your defense.
Yes, sir. Most of our guys have to play both ways. We only have 12 guys on our roster right now, so that makes it interesting. Everybody's got to play the whole game. My quarterback is T.J. Roberts. He's a junior. He got runner-up in player of the league last year, our MVP of the league. He also was our quarterback our first year we won our state championship. Our starting quarterback at the time broke his leg in the first quarter of a game, so T.J. had to come in and fill in the rest of the playoffs and the championship. So he's been in this position. He's done a very good job playing quarterback. We run a spread offense, so he can run. We like to run the read option. We also have a kid from just transferred in from Western Road, Tristan Boyce. He's helping us out a ton. He's playing DN for us, some receiver, and some running back. And then Logan Eubanks is our other go-to guy on offense. He got All-State receiver last year.
So
we're looking for these three guys. You what?
I'm guessing that your line is going to play a big part in this as well.
Yes, sir. Our line, we lost one guy off the line from last year, our center. So our line, we only run 3 down linemen. So 2 of our 3 linemen are experienced and they're young. I have 0 seniors on the line. I have a junior, an 8th grader, and a freshman. So we can keep those, the 8th grader and the freshman together, they're going to be really, really good in a few years.
I hope that 8th grader's a big boy.
Yes, sir.
So in your defense, what is your strength on defense?
Well, most teams in our league like to run the ball, but since we're a spread offense, our guys practice against the pass a lot. But most of the time, we stack the box and try to make people throw. I like how Nick Saban does his deal where he makes sure people don't beat him at whatever they're good at. So we're going to try to take away what a team's good at, and they can beat us with something else.
All right, so a Saban fan, better be careful saying that in North Louisiana. all right, well, Tyler, tomorrow night at Harvest Time Christian down in Abbeville. What time's the game?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay. Good luck. Now, what? I do have another question I forgot about. Your league.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Who is in your league? I know that Union Parish has a team, Union Christian Academy. They're 8-man now also, aren't they?
They switched to the MAIS league. A lot of the schools around here that play 8-man, Tensaw, Franklin Academy, Riverdale, all of those are in MAIS. Our league is strictly a Christian league. It's called Association of Christian Educators of Louisiana, just ACEL for short, A-C-E-L. And so most of the teams that we play are down south. We have one team we play in Athens, Louisiana, Mount Olive Christian. But other than that, all of our road trips are 3 to 4 hours, so our guys are used to traveling a long way to play.
Okay. All right, well, the ACEL, give me a list of the teams in that league.
John Paul Christian Academy out of Lafayette, Berkman, it's an all boys school in Grand Coteau, Southwest, is a homeschool organization that has football, we'll play Harvest Time tomorrow, Assembly Christian, is in, it's down south, Lafayette area, there's a new school in our league called the Church Academy. That's all the ones I can think of off the top of my head.
And Mount Olive, too. Okay, yeah, I remember Mount Olive.
Mount Olive, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, sorry to put you on the spot like that, but
no, you're fine.
Tyler, again, and again, I apologize. I thought for sure I had my information straight saying you were coming off a championship season, but definitely 2 of the last 3 years. So,
yes, sir.
Thanks for taking some time with us. We'll definitely speak with you down the road in the season, but best of luck tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Tyler Albritton, head coach, Northeast Baptist School Knights. opening the season tomorrow on the road in Abbeville against Harvest Time Christian. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Zach Green on the Car King Hotline. You're listening to Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
North Louisiana, the Landing Boatyard and Tavern in West Monroe is proud to announce our End of Summer Bass Fishing Tournament Series. You can wrap up the summer winning some cold hard cash and other prizes starting Monday, August 22nd, running every Monday through September 26th. Our tournament series offers weekly cash prizes and a grand prize for the series winner. Entry fee $20 per person with an optional big bass pot, 90% payout to the winners every week. You can launch from the ramp right next door to the landing at 6130 Whites Ferry Road in West Monroe. Hooks go in the water by 6 p.m. and weigh-in is on our patio 5 minutes after dusk. And there's a three-fish limit. All local laws and restrictions do apply. For registration information, call the landing at 396-0903. It's the End of Summer Bass Fishing Tournament Series only at the Landing Boatyard and Tavern in West Monroe. Come do some fishing and win great prizes only at your favorite bar on the bayou, the Landing Boatyard and Tavern.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. You can always join us each week on the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762. That is also our text line. And joining us on the Car King Hotline right now is Zach Green of Car King. Welcome, Zach.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's great. It's great. Little bit different. You joined us last week, and I'm glad you could. We moved from Saturdays, obviously. But why don't you tell us right now what you got? What's hot on the lot?
What is hot on the lot is we have a 2013 Ford F-150 one-owner crew cab, Lariat four-wheel drive, 18,000 miles, and you can get that truck for $32,000. Four-wheel drive, 4x4, 18,000 miles, one-owner. Also, we have a 2014 Chevrolet Cruze, 8,000 miles. You can get that vehicle for $14,995. And for anybody needing a third-row vehicle, we have a 2014 Nissan Pathfinder, 40,000 miles, $19,995. And that's what's hot on the lot.
I love the Pathfinder. Pathfinder Xterra Armada. Just kind of starts at the Xterra, goes up, but, yeah, those are incredible vehicles, and I love me some Pathfinder. Well, Zach, tell us where we can come look at these cars and how we can get in touch with you guys.
Absolutely. We're located at 12 Louisville Avenue. You can check us out at carkingofmonroe.com or just give us a call, 318-330-9285.
All right, Zach, appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. See y'all later.
All right. That was Zach Green of Car King. You, too, can join us on the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762. Text us on the text line, also 888-993-7762. It's quite possible I messed that up the first time. I somehow end up getting the numbers mixed up every now and then. Russell and Homer, glad you said something about Colin Kaepernick. He's protesting the anthem of a country he says does not treat its citizens equal, so he will not stand during the anthem. But on the right side, on back of his helmet, just above his right shoulder, is an American flag. How ironic. Maybe he should play without a helmet. That's a good one. You know, my first reaction was, you got to be kidding me. Kaepernick's an idiot. I don't see that he's oppressed. He's making quite a bit more money than I am. I haven't really changed my mind a lot on that. I will say this. I agree with his right to feel that way. And I could find tons of pictures of caskets with flags draped over them of people who've made sure he's had that right. I just can't agree with a millionaire talking about how he's sitting down because of oppression. Now, again, do I disagree with what he says about the oppression? I don't know. I mean, I'm really mixed because, you know, I haven't been oppressed. I grew up poor as anybody of any color. I have a college education. I had to work for it. I use financial aid, all of that. That's the same. It's available to anyone. People talk about product of their environment. I say you're a product of your choices, okay? I'm looking at Twitter dealing just with this issue, and Jason Johnson says, Kaepernick is an African-American athlete taking a stand on an issue important to African-Americans. That is why bigots are angry. I can't speak for bigots. I don't know that. There is one, this person say, it's alarming how many people are outraged at Kaepernick not standing for the anthem, yet silent about the issues he's bringing up. You know, that's true. I don't really know where to go with the overall. I can tell you my opinion. I think if you're an athlete and you feel you have a stage, use your stage. Talk about issues. To disrespect the country and to say that the country itself is against black people, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. Are there people who don't like people of other races? Absolutely. I think you could look at that from every angle and say it's true. But to say this country itself is against black people, I disagree. And that's where I think Colin Kaepernick is wrong for not standing for the country, to the flag and the country that has given him the opportunity to do what he does and make the kind of money he does. That's it. Just you and me, and I'm B, talking sports, ESPN 97.7 FM, brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments of West Monroe, CypressBendProperties.com. As always, we are presented by DBAT. For all your baseball and softball training needs, DBATMonroe.com. Mr. John Tabor, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
For driving the ship tonight. And I'll tell you what, we'll be back next week, and we'll have some more coaches. We got them all in tonight. Very interesting to hear the different perspectives from some of the area coaches, and we'll have more next week. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
You've been listening to Talkin' Sports with Byron Avery, brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. Join us every Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Talkin' Sports, a presentation of ESPN 97.7.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.